All right, this is week one, and our first question is, why is it important to study the end times? It's one of those things that has been talked about by so many Bible teachers for so many years, and then even like TV preachers, and it's something that people seem to use in different seasons. They emphasize it more, and it's almost like kind of gimmicky, but why should we study the end times, and how do we know it's pertinent to us now?
Well, you know, one thing I would say is this, is that you're right. Every generation has thought, man, you know, maybe it's in this generation. And obviously they've all been wrong. So how do we know that we're right? And does it matter if it isn't in this generation? You know, there's a couple things I would think about. I think about Revelation 1:1. It says it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, and as it, you know, unfolds the, you know, the end of the age history, there's actually something about understanding end times that's actually understanding who Jesus is. Mm. And we all want to know who Jesus is. We want to know more about Jesus. You know, so this is a massive part of the reality of getting to know Christ. Also, there's so much information like real estate in the Bible devoted to the subject. I mean, there's people that have done their homework on this, and you know, they say there's around 150, 160 chapters in the Bible that are solely just devoted to the end of the age. That's a lot of territory. That'd be like, you know, equivalent to like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, if you just put them all together, like that much of your Bible is devoted to this one subject. And so the Lord obviously wanted us to know about it. I would say also it gives us a perspective. When we understand where things are going, we're able to rightfully discern how to deal with things now.
Yes.
It gives us perspective. And you know, when it's kind of like how Paul said, he goes, if in this life only we have hope, then we're to be most pitiable above all men. Because he goes, we literally gave up everything on this side because we understood there was something greater coming on that side.
Yeah.
And so I think there's an element of perspective, like how to deal with suffering. You know, Paul said these momentary light afflictions are working in me an eternal weight of glory. So when I struggle on this side for God, or for just in life, and I come through it victorious, it actually works something in me that has eternal weight. And so it's understanding the age to come and the things that are coming down to prepare us how to live even now, no matter what generation we're in.
Yeah, I think also when you look at the New Testament, and you look at the New Testament authors, you look at the apostles, one of the things that's striking is how often they used understanding the end of the age and the age to come to deal with the day-to-day issues and the pastoral issues that were arising in the church. And so you might see phrases like, in light of the day, live this way. And there's this term, an apocalyptic understanding. And if you have, and that just means you know this thing is coming to a certain end with the Lord returning. If you approach your Christianity with an apocalyptic understanding, it actually gives a lot more clarity to why you live day to day the way you live. Because you know that there's something coming at the end of this age. Mm-hmm. There's details from this age that you're gonna be, you know, judged on, rewarded. There's life actions that matter right now, and they're gonna have continuity to where how you spend the age to come. That's all in the scripture. And so if you don't have a picture of the end, it's hard to have like real clarity how to live right now. The other thing is this, so often people, they read the Bible like a devotional book. They read it like a, you know, maybe they might even take it a little deeper and they read it like a book of doctrine, but they actually, sometimes they just miss the idea that this is an unfolding drama.
Right.
And that there is a narrative from Genesis to Revelation that is a complete story that shows us not just the history of where humanity came from, but God's dealings with people, why he made people, what the forces of evil have done to try to pervert that relationship, how God has answered that, and what God is going to do in this age to destroy evil, to push Satan off the earth, to redeem from the earth a people for himself, to bring this whole thing to a culmination, that's the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then where things go after that. If your Christianity is just like, what's my devotion today? You're missing the drama that God wants to give you. And so I would say whenever I want to know, like, was it a good story, thinking about a movie or a book, or what, I'm like, how did it end? I want to know how it ended, because if it's got an ending that makes sense, and I know the story makes sense, and I think that really is important for us as we're trying to understand God's dealings with us in this age, understanding the end of the age gives clarity to the rest of the story. And so those are five or six big reasons. Did you have another one that popped to your mind?
Well, I just going off what you said, I think that, if you've ever watched a movie, some sort of drama has a lot of twists and turns and plot twists. And at the very end, you get surprised. You go, oh my gosh, that's how it works out. Mm. If you've ever watched that movie again, all of a sudden, everything they're doing starts to make sense. You start going like, oh, that's why he did that. Oh, that's why he was acting this way. Because you understand how it's going to end.
Yes.
And that if you think about in life, when we understand how it's going to end, it gives us perspective how to understand what God's doing in the meantime. And the other thing you just said was the issue of understanding the Bible. I mean, I can't tell you how much of the scriptures all of a sudden became relevant. I mean, I remember for years, I would read the Bible and I'd open up to somewhere in Ezekiel and start reading, and you get two chapters in, you're like, all right, go into Psalms, and I mean, never hearing anyone preach, or very few times hearing people preach, on a random passage in, say, Isaiah. If it wasn't Isaiah, 6 or 52 or sorry, 53, we never heard anything. But all of a sudden, when we got a little understanding of end times, you start realizing the prophets were prophesying about something that still has relevancy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the massive part of the Bible that seemed completely irrelevant, all of a sudden I could read it and go, oh my gosh, this actually means something for us and for our future. And it made the Bible come alive, is the point.
And
you start seeing that Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah, they were talking about the same things. They were like from different angles and little different information, but they were seeing the same thing. And it just makes the Bible come alive. And you'll actually wind up falling in love with the Bible in a way that it can be a little more challenging, if you're just reading from just a history perspective or something like that. And or just from a devotional standpoint. And so that I would say the knowledge of God, understanding who God is, falling in love with the Bible, seeing it as a harmonious book that's actually going somewhere is critical.
In Ephesians 3:8-9, Paul said this, that he goes, it's been granted unto me to be able to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and that to make all know the plan that God is unpacking. That's he didn't say unpacking, I did. But the idea is there's two key things that Paul was, when he was in his expression of the gospel, he was expressing who is Jesus and what is God's plan with Christ to unfold the ages. And I think that ends up being an important focus for us as we approach the scripture, as we approach the end of the age, as we approach studying these things and getting in context. I love that you said, it brings perspective because we're not just trying to live day to day or week to week or whatever, but we're actually part of a broad storyline that has a sure end. There is a hero. He's introduced to us at the beginning of the story in Genesis 3. He's returning again. And the drama of the scripture shows us how he is going to establish his kingdom on the earth and redeem from the earth the people that are his own cherished possession. So, the study of the end times, it gives us the perspective on all of that. And if you're missing that, I would just say your understanding of where God's taking the thrust of human history, it's incomplete. And so we want to encourage you. This is a great opportunity. We believe that the scriptures are written for the average person. Sometimes it can be a little bit challenging when you lean in, but stay leaned in a little bit, pray, ask for the spirit of revelation, and in a half second, the smoke will clear, the dust will settle, and all of a sudden, you'll begin to see things in the scripture that you've never seen before. And I just loved how you said, it causes the Bible to come alive when you understand where the story is going.
Right.
All right, with that, just want to encourage you, lean in, press in, and get into the study of the end of the age.